Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Echo Machine, How Right-Wing Extremism Created a Post-Truth America by David Pakman, examines how modern American politics became vulnerable to misinformation, conspiracy thinking, and identity-driven media ecosystems. Drawing on widely discussed trends in political communication, Pakman focuses on the feedback loop between partisan outlets, social platforms, and political incentives that reward outrage over accuracy. The book frames post-truth not as a sudden cultural accident, but as a system built through repeated choices, the normalization of extreme rhetoric, the monetization of attention, and the strategic use of fear to consolidate power. Rather than treating misinformation as a simple knowledge gap, Pakman emphasizes how belonging, resentment, and media habits shape what people accept as real. The result is an accessible, argument-driven account of why facts often lose to narratives, and what citizens can do to resist manipulation while still engaging productively with people who disagree. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the echo machine works incentives, identity, and repetition. Pakman presents post-truth politics as an ecosystem with built-in incentives. The core mechanism is repetition inside a closed media loop. Narratives are introduced by influential voices, amplified by aligned outlets, and then reinforced by social sharing and partisan commentary until they feel self-evident. This is less about a single lie and more about an environment where constant reinforcement crowds out correction. He also highlights identity as the fuel that keeps the machine running. When political beliefs become social belonging, people evaluate information by whether it signals loyalty rather than whether it is accurate. The machine rewards content that produces emotional certainty, especially anger and fear, because those emotions increase engagement and reduce openness to nuance. Pakman connects this dynamic to modern attention markets, where creators and networks are compensated by clicks, shares, subscriptions, and donations. In that landscape, escalation is profitable and moderation is costly. The topic ultimately clarifies why debates about facts can fail. Many participants are not primarily exchanging evidence, but defending a team identity shaped by repeated cues, trusted messengers, and an information diet engineered to minimize doubt. Secondly, from conservatism to extremism, the political drift and its payoffs. A central theme is the distinction between traditional policy disagreements and the rise of right-wing extremism that treats opponents as illegitimate. Pakman describes a drift where rhetorical boundaries move positions that once belonged to the fringe gain legitimacy through strategic repetition and selective outrage. He ties this to political payoffs. Extremism can unify a coalition by providing simple villains, simplified stories, and a constant sense of emergency that keeps supporters mobilized. It can also discipline internal dissent. When loyalty is tested through agreement with increasingly hardline claims, party actors compete to prove they are the most committed. The book argues that this drift is not merely organic, it is encouraged by donors, media entrepreneurs, and political operatives who benefit from polarization. Pakman also notes how mainstream institutions can unintentionally assist when they treat extremist claims as normal disagreements rather than as assaults on democratic norms. The result is a political culture where compromise becomes suspicious, expertise becomes partisan, and electoral losses can be reframed as evidence of conspiracy. This topic explains how the incentives of power and media combine to make extremism a functional strategy rather than a temporary deviation. Thirdly, misinformation as a business model, media, platforms, and grievance. Pakman emphasizes that post-truth America is sustained by infrastructure. Outrage-driven media offers a predictable product, a steady stream of stories that validate grievance and frame current events as proof of decline, betrayal, or persecution. This content is especially effective when it mixes entertainment with politics, because audiences return for emotional reinforcement and community. Pakman points to the role of platforms where algorithmic distribution favors material that triggers strong reactions. When engagement becomes the metric, divisive and sensational claims travel farther than cautious reporting. The book also underscores the economic ecosystem around misinformation advertising, subscriptions, merchandise, donor networks, and influencer monetization. Financial incentives can align with ideological incentives, creating a situation where correcting the record threatens revenue. Pakman further argues that grievance narratives provide a flexible template. Almost any event can be reframed as an attack on the in-group, which keeps the audience in a state of constant readiness. Over time, this shapes what feels like common sense to consumers of that media. The topic invites readers to see misinformation not only as false statements, but as a profitable pipeline that converts attention into money and identity into loyalty. Fourthly, why facts fail psychology, group pressure, and conspiracy thinking. The book explores why factual corrections often bounce off. Pakman highlights how people process information through motivated reasoning, where the goal is to protect self-image and group belonging. In polarized environments, admitting error can feel like betraying friends, family, or community. Conspiracy thinking thrives under these conditions because it offers a complete worldview with clear heroes and villains. And it explains away contradictions by claiming hidden forces control the narrative. Pachman treats conspiracies as emotionally functional. They reduce uncertainty, provide purpose, and transform complex problems into simple plots. He also examines how distrust of institutions can be cultivated. When audiences are repeatedly told that journalism, universities, courts, and science are corrupt, then any evidence from those sources becomes suspect by default. The result is an epistemic bubble where only in-group authorities count as credible. Pachman implies that arguing harder is rarely enough. The stronger the social and emotional investment, the more resistance facts can trigger. This topic reframes post-truth as a human problem, not merely an informational one, and it clarifies why rebuilding shared reality requires rebuilding trust, incentives, and social norms around truthfulness. Lastly, rebuilding shared reality habits, communication, and civic resilience, Pachman moves from diagnosis to response by focusing on practical ways to reduce the influence of the echo machine. One element is personal media hygiene, diversifying sources, slowing down before sharing, and learning to recognize manipulation tactics such as cherry picking, misleading framing, and unfalsifiable claims. Another element is communication strategy. Pachman suggests that productive engagement requires understanding what the other person is protecting, whether it is identity, status, or fear, and then choosing approaches that lower defensiveness. That can include asking clarifying questions, focusing on values before facts, and avoiding traps that turn conversations into performative battles. The book also emphasizes civic resilience. Strong institutions, transparent processes, and consistent enforcement of norms can make it harder for misinformation to destabilize democratic life. Pachman highlights the importance of local community ties and cross-cutting relationships that reduce the need for political identity to serve as a total identity. Finally, he points to accountability for leaders and media figures who knowingly spread falsehoods. The topic frames change as both personal and structural individuals can build better habits. But durable progress also requires cultural expectations that truth matters and that public figures face consequences for abandoning it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers trying to understand why American political conversations feel detached from reality, including students, educators, journalists, and anyone navigating family or community conflict shaped by partisan media. It is also valuable for politically engaged readers across the spectrum who want a clearer framework for distinguishing normal disagreement from manipulation and radicalization. The benefit to daily life is practical. Pachman helps readers recognize how incentives, identity, and emotional triggers influence what people believe, which can improve media choices, reduce reactive doom scrolling, and make difficult conversations more productive. By treating post-truth as a system rather than a series of isolated controversies, the book offers a map for staying grounded without becoming cynical. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on social media or fact-checking, this one emphasizes the full feedback loop linking political strategy, media economics, and audience psychology. That wider lens makes its recommendations more actionable because it explains not only what misinformation looks like, but why it persists. If you want a coherent explanation of how the current information environment was built and how to resist it, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support David Pachman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.